And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Welcome in to the heart and soul of rock and roll. This time we're going to do answer songs. Those songs that are an answer to a hit, or sometimes not even so much of a hit, but just begging to have an answer song done to it. And sometimes for it, but more likely done to it. So it should be an interesting show. This is one that I think you're going to enjoy. So without further ado, let's hear about our first answer song.
The all-time classic, My Girl by the Temptations. This answers the song by Mary Wells, My Guy, a number one R&B hit for Mary Wells in 1964. Now from the 65, number one pop hit and their signature song to this day, My Girl, the Temptations.
You say, what can make me feel? I come from, this next song is an anthem, but it's also an answer song. Some issue was taken by members of Lynyrd Skynyrd over Neil Young's songs Southern Man and Alabama in his portrayal of the South. Young later regretted his words, calling them accusatory and condescending, not fully thought out. From 1974, a number 8 Billboard hit, Sweet Home Alabama.
Singing. Claude King's hit Wolverton Mountain was followed up later by Joanne Campbell. Joanne Campbell had a few hits early in the 50s. She appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and she also appeared in two films, Go Johnny Go and Hey Let's Twist. She had her biggest hit in August 1962 with the follow-up I'm the Girl from Wolverton Mountain. Joanne Campbell.
Yes, I'm the girl.
The Driffers sang Save the Last Dance for Me. Demita Joe would sing I'll Save the Last Dance for You. Both of these songs became popular for ending dances and parties. Here's Demita Joe singing I'll Save the Last Dance for You.
If I dance every dance with the guys who give me the eye and let them hold me tight, please don't mind if I smile at the man who holds my hand neath the pale moonlight. I won't forget who's taking me home, and you should remember too that I'm saving the last dance for you. I know that the music's yes, fine like sparkling wine, but my mind's yes, on you. I can tell yes, by the way that you're thinking too. I won't forget that you're taking me home when the night is through. So I'm saving the last dance for you. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never ever let you go. I love you oh so much. It's just for fun. And you know when it's time to go, you'll be the one to take me home. for you. Saving the last dance for you.
Wanda Jackson answered Glenn Campbell's hit of Jimmy Webb's song with By the Time You Get to Phoenix in 1966 when she gave his best friend a call the very next day. Turns out he'd been waiting for him to leave. Take that, Glenn.
By the time you got to Phoenix, I was rising. I read the note you left hanging on my door. Once again, I read the words that said you're leaving. But you've left me so many times before. By the time you made Albuquerque, I was working. And at lunch, I gave your best friend a call. He told me that he's loved me for so long now. He's been waiting for you to leave, that's all. By the time you make Oklahoma, you'll be lonely. You'll remember all the love I gave to you. You'll cry and you'll whisper, but it's too late, 'cause I found a love that's true.
WRC, nonstop music.
Everyone remembers the monster hit There Goes My Baby by the Drifters, but very few of us remember I Found My Baby by the Lexingtons on the Everest label. Today we'll bring you maybe $200 if you have a copy. I Found My Baby, the Lexingtons.
Well, to me, oh, I found my baby. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I found
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rock and Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
Jerry Lynn Frazier recorded Poor Begonia, She Caught Pneumonia. From Manchester, Connecticut, she won first place at age 11 on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. Now today's generation thinks that American Idol was a new idea. Her first release was on the Big Top label in 1959. She was with Gary Crosby in the movie Two Tickets to Paradise, and Joey D was also in that movie singing his hit, What Kind of Love Is This? Jerry Lynn is still performing today, singing gospel. So if you wondered what happened to the shy young girl wearing that polka dot bikini, listen to Jerry Lynn Frazier singing about poor Begonia who caught pneumonia.
Now perhaps you might have wondered just what happened to the girl in the bikini, slowly turning blue.
Please don't make us wait.
Poor Begonia caught pneumonia just because she wore that suit. But don't you weep for poor Begonia, 'cause the story ends so cute. When a handsome lifeguard saw her scared of coming in, he jumped into the water.
An awful state.
Poor Begonia caught pneumonia from the skimpy suit she wore. To keep her warm, he held her tightly as he brought her safe to shore. When a doctor looked her over, he said, "It's really sad. Begonia's got pneumonia.
Begonia's fate.
Poor Begonia caught pneumonia. Still the happy end is near. So don't you weep for poor Begonia.
2, 4, 6, 8. Did the lifeguard set the date?
They'll be married June next year.
G.L. Crockett, a singer of Southern Soul, tells us it's a man down there. On the Four Brothers label, in early 1965, he put it out. In late 1965, Jimmy Reed come along with I'm the Man Downstairs on VJ label. Let's hear Jimmy Reed, Ray, admitting I'm the man down there.
I ain't been no school. You're messing with J.I., baby, and you ain't messing with no fool, baby.
Even Bob Dylan got caught up in the mystery that Bobby Gentry related in her Ode to Billy Joe, but he goofed on it a little. From the basement tapes, here's Clothesline Saga.
After a while we took in the clothes, nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants which nobody really wanted to touch. Mama come in and picked up a book, and Papa asked her what it was. Someone else asked, what do you care? And Papa said, well, just because. And they started to take back their clothes, hang them on the line. It was January the 30th, and everybody was feeling fine. The next day, everybody got up, seeing if the clothes were dry. The dogs were barking, my neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin, the vice president's gone mad. Where? Downtown. When? Last night. Gee, that's too bad. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, said the neighbor. Just something we're gonna have to forget. Yes, I guess so, said Ma, and she asked me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up, touched my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? I said, some of them, not all of them. He said, you always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometime, not all the time. Then my neighbor, he blew his nose. Just as Papa yelled outside, Mama wants you to come back in the house and bring them clothes. did it, of course. I went back in the house and Mom met me, and then I shut all the doors.
Everyone remembers Johnny Cash doing Teenage Queen, but I don't think very few of us have ever heard the version of Return of the Teenage Queen. This was done by Tommy Tucker, but in 1964, Tommy Tucker had a monster hit, High Heel Sneakers. But this forgettable version of Teenage Queen, or Return of the Teenage Queen, is done by Tommy Tucker.
Now the story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
Yes, we never understood the girl who went to Hollywood, but came back to her old hometown, 'cause Hollywood had let her down.
Hollywood had let her down.
Had the whole world at her door, but she missed the boy next door, who works at the candy store.
Hurry, hurry, teenage queen, someone else might steal your dream.
Thought she wanted wealth and fame, bright lights spelling out her name, but the glamour soon would part and leave her with the lonely heart.
Leave her with the lonely heart.
She was rich and he was poor, but she loved the boy next door, who works at the candy store.
Hurry, hurry, teenage queen,
in her hometown, the lonely boy was still around. Long he waited for his dream, how he missed his teenage queen.
How he missed his teenage queen.
If he'll just wait a little more, she'll be back to the boy next door, who works at the candy store.
Better hurry, teenage queen, he's the loneliest boy we've seen.
When she came back to our town, the lonely boy was still around. Waited long for her return, through her love had never burned.
Through her love had never burned.
Someone else who loved him more had won the lonely boy next door, who works at the candy store.
Lonely, lonely teenage queen, someone else has won your dream.
He waited for a word from you, waited long and waited true, but love cannot forever wait. He came back home but came too late.
Came back home but came too late.
Now the lonely boy next door isn't lonely anymore. Found his love at the candy store.
Lonely, lonely teenage queen, won the world but lost your dream.
Birmingham's BRC.
Maurice Williams did a song called Stay, which was the shortest number one song ever recorded. Just over a minute and 25 seconds, I believe. Well, along came Pearlene Caesar, and she sang the song Go. This was on 1963 on the Amy label. I couldn't find anything about this singer, but just a note, the flip side was written by Fred Parris of the Five Satins. So, Pearlene, go.
Go!
Oh,
Turns out, Big Bad John did not die in that mine collapse. Jimmy Dean tells us the rest of the story with Cajun Queen.
She kind of breezed into town from New Orleans and said, "Boys, I'm Big John's Cajun Queen. I didn't come here to argue or waste anybody's time. I just come to get my man from your dirty old mine, 'cause he moves me. Now where you give up, where old Queenie's gonna start, 'cause I got a powerful love in my heart. So just show me the hole way down in the ground and tell the whole wide world Big John's been found. And he's living." So down in the mine, without a sign of a light, old Queenie went looking for John that night. She found him there at the bottom of the pit and placed a red-hot kiss on his cold blue lips. He started breathing. She waited a minute and then she kissed him again, and old John got the power of 100 men. Up he come a clawing and a digging like a mole, and said, "Come on, Queenie, we're gonna leave this hole." They started walking. Now a roar from the crowd greeted this fine pair as they both walked out in that cool night air. And up for silence went Big John's hand, and the Queen said, "I told you I'd get my man, 'cause he moves me." You can find him today, they're down in New Orleans, Big Bad John and his Cajun Queen. They're a little bit wrinkled from the strain of time, but their love's just as strong as that night in the mine. 110 grandchildren. Now the moral of this story has a real clear omen. Don't you ever underestimate the power of a woman.
Right next, we have an answer-parody to Marty Robbins' hit El Paso. H.B. Barnum, songwriter and singer, using the name Dudley, gives us the very humorous answer song from 1960, El Pizza.
Out in the West L.A. town of Azusa, there is a cafe that I like a lot. I like it because they serve mostly pizza. I like it because of the waitress they got. Her name is Lena, but I call her Spotty, 'cause she spills spaghetti all over her dress. And I know that Lena, she really does love me, 'cause she always calls me her favorite pest. One day I was sitting there eating my pizza. I really enjoy it, I like it with cheese. When in walked a fella who looked awful sneaky. He grabbed hold of Lena and gave her a squeeze. I got so mad that I started to holler. I challenged him to a fight. I said he was yeller than that great big fella. He knocked out 2 teeth with a beautiful right. I was wrong. I found out he was heavyweight champ of the Navy. His fists were tattooing all over my chin. I called to Lena to come please and help me. She hit my head with a pizza pie tin. I got on my knees and I started crawling, crawling right straight for the door. He tried
tried to kick me and slipped on some pizza and knocked himself out as his head hit the floor. Then Olina, she stood there a-stomping and yelling and screaming. Her voice was real piercing, man, that chick could wail. The police came in and then dear Lena told him that jerk hit my husband, so throw him in jail. I got 30 days for assault and battery. At least I think that is what the judge said. Now there's no more Lena and there's no more pizza. I eat at a Chinese cafe instead.
Got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the magic city of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
Etta James had an answer for Muddy Waters and all the blues men who did I'm a Man. Here's Woman by Etta James.
Talking about you a man, always ready to go. Now when it comes to moving, babe, you're awful slow and holler. Oh, 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 and holler. Oh, 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 I'm a W-O-M-A-E, a woman. In your pockets to keep me alive, but I got something for all you men to make you cry and holler.
Percy Sledge sang When a Man Loves a Woman. Esther Phillips, or Little Esther, as a lot of us know her, sang the answer song, When a Woman Loves a Man. Here's Esther Phillips.
She's found. If he's blind, she can't see it.
Hello, baby. Who was the big bopper singing to? We're about to find out with this song. Jane Mansfield did an answer to this by the name of That Makes It. Jane took music lessons for the piano, violin, and viola, and she even took dance lessons as a child. It is said that on some of the recordings she did, she played some of her own instruments on these songs. But one person who played bass and guitar on her 1965 recording, As the Clouds Drift By and Suey, was Jimi Hendrix. But right now, we're going to hear an answer song that Jane did that was in the movie Las Vegas Hillbillies from 1963. Jane was an early Playboy playmate also, by the way. So, who was the big bopper talking to and what did she say? Let Jane give you the inside story. That Makes It, Jane Mansfield.
Hello. Yes, this is Jane, baby. You want what? A girl like me? What do I want? I want a man that moves. I want a man that grooves with long black hair. He can't be no square, 'cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line makes it feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. I'm hip daddy, that makes it. That makes it. Oh, that's so kicky. I want a man that moves. I want a man that grooves with a long black hair. He can't be no square, 'cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line, that makes it feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. Too much. Pussycat, you're carrying on like a boss. Better stop, he's a fuss.
Sleeps tonight, says the tokens, but the Romeos say the tiger is wide awake. This group could be telling us, be careful on your next jungle safari, as they answered the song, the tokens, in the 1962 on the Amy label, The Tiger is Wide Awake.
Please be quiet, or there'll be a riot, 'cause all for goodness sake, you think your daddy is upstairs sleeping. But the tiger's wide awake.
Wide awake, 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 wide awake.
here on your couch. But after 12, your daddy turns into an awful grouch.
A lot of answers that you may not have questions for. Those are answer songs, folks, and we dug deep to come up with some of those, I guarantee you. Interesting songs. Next week, it's Sammy Salvo's Salute. We're going to sit down with Sammy, ask him about his career. Those of you that are familiar with the Birmingham Icon will find a very interesting program there. Sammy Salvo sits down, we talk to him, and we play his music. So join us for that. Then it's going to be Blue-Eyed Soul, as we get some of that great rock and roll rolling. Rockabilly comes in following that. Then we're going to do some dance songs as we play a lot of those songs that a lot of us kind of went to high school and afterwards doing. Everything from the twist to the wah-wah two-see to the swim, the you name it. Girl groups. We'll have a special of girl groups and have some of their great songs. Halloween will be around, and we're going to do a Halloween special for you. And then we'll do, just to follow that up, one of tragedy, some real tear-jerking songs. That's going to do it, guys. Time for us to bring in the world's greatest piano player. Hit those 88s. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there's a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at Ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.